I'm really honoured to be able to speak here today because I haven't actually been involved in the movement very long. But the most amazing people, well, since I've been involved in this movement for about a year and a half. It's a real shame because one of the greatest people who have done the most groundwork are now incarcerated inside prisons around the country. That just shows the amazing success of those people like Mel, Greg, Natasha and Heather who are now suffering inside prison cells. Just because they stand up to those landlords that are suffering in places like Huntington Life Sciences and Boston University. Thank you very much for signing cards. It will mean an awful lot to those people to redeem those cards in prison. So please sign those cards. Thank you. And the reason these people are in prison, do you think what prison produces these days? It's basically in drugs and arms. Yeah. Nothing to be proud about being British these days. And that is why anyone who has the courage to stand up against these kind of industries is treated in the way they do. People that campaign against the arms trade and campaign against animal testing are treated so appallingly because there's so much money in these industries. And we've seen the most idiot policemen who left their dictaphones on last year. When we talked about the reason we have to protect Oxford University, the reason we have to support animal torture, it's nothing to do with human health. It's nothing to do with curing disease. It is merely to protect the money. They said they would make an increase in income tax ineligible if vivisection was banned in the UK. That's what it's about. It's nothing about human health. It's nothing about helping human beings. It's all about the money. Yeah. Let's not forget that just over 60 years ago, in Germany, there are human victims of vivisection. And all those people that were testing those animals, they were scientists. They were doctors, they were professors, they had qualifications from universities like Oxford. Just because they have degrees, just because they have doctorates, does not mean they are good people. Those people were more than happy to torture the Jews in Auschwitz. And those same people today are torturing to death animals like Phoenix in Oxford University. All Phoenix has suffered. We've all heard a lot about what Phoenix went through. And there are monkeys in there right now suffering exactly the same that Phoenix did. Let's be angry about that. And let's take action. Because these demos, these massive demos happen a couple of times a year. But the battle is going to be won in the day, every day and every night. So please take your anger and use it every single day to try and help monkeys like Phoenix and put an end to this barbaric torture of these beautiful sentient animals. So now I just hope you all have a fantastic demo and make some connections to try and do demos in your local area and try and spend your time, because those animals don't need your excuses. All they need is your efforts and your courage to stand up against the police, the government, and all those animal abusers. So please turn the anger into action. And have a great demo. And hope to see you in Horsham next week. Yeah.